out another episode of my podcast. What's the matter with you? Have you not learned your lesson as of yet? This is totally unprofessional. My name is Tyler, and this week we have an excellent guest, the entire band known as Years Down from Colorado. They are a great pop punk band. They just launched a video for their first single, Better Off, so if you can find that on YouTube, go check it out. But in the meantime, enjoy this conversation we had. It was a very good conversation, a little shorter than some of the other ones I've had, but you know, they're a young band. They've just started out recently, and with everybody there, it was hard to really dig into the nitty-gritty of what they were doing beforehand. But I still really enjoyed my time getting to chat and hang out with these guys. They're good people. They make good music, so go ahead and check them out and enjoy the episode. Thanks, guys. 1, 2, 3 It's Sunday. You know what that means. We're here with another episode of Totally Unprofessional. This week's guest, we have an awesome up-and-coming pop-punk band by the name of Years Down.
So, guys, how's it going?
I like to do self-introductions for group episodes just to make things easier. So we'll go around the horn if you could all introduce yourselves, say your name and what we do in the band.
Let's start with Tim, because he's all by himself.
Yeah. What's up? My name's Tim Rice, and I play rhythm guitar.
All right, nice. Okay. My name's Ben Gonzalez, and I play drums for the band. How's it going?
Griffin Mather, lead vocals.
Aaron James, I play lead guitar. That's not a word. John Nicholas, play lead bass and backup vocals.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
This guy sings sometimes. All right. So I don't have a whole lot question wise this week because I'm totally unprepared instead of totally unprofessional. But I did want to just talk a little bit about from what I saw, you guys are from Colorado, is that right? Or am I wrong?
Yes, sir.
Colorado?
Yep.
Nice. And I know that the pandemic has put a dampener on everything when it comes to like trying to play shows and stuff. But, you know, we're starting to get into things moving back towards normal. Have you guys been able to play any shows at all since you started putting everything together?
Yeah, we've done a 420 show. Well, we'll use air quotes on that. It was technically supposed to be a 420 show, but we overshot the venue capacity, so we ended up having to move it, and it ended up happening the day after 420, but that was still really fun. And then just yesterday we wrapped
record. Yeah, a local record store called Angelo CDs in Aurora.
Nice.
So that was cool. Got to play outside. And
well, it's good to know that you guys are at least getting to play some shows. You guys have put out a single so far. What was the name of the single again? I'm sorry.
Better Off.
That's right. I put it at the top of my playlist, so I've listened to it a few times. It's killer stuff, guys.
Thank you.
So with that said, where did the inspiration come to write that particular song and start with that as your first release?
So as far as like the lyrics were concerned and the kind of the direction of the song, it was I wrote the lyrics predominantly about a pretty brutal breakup that I had a while back, and that's sort of why so much of the imagery in the song is tied to like death, you know, burying, stuff like that, winter, in the December states of mind and stuff like that. And then I had these awesome guys here to like helped me really bring the idea to fruition with, you know, the super awesome, like, breakdown bit that we have. Like, I don't even know how that came about. Yeah. It was, like, just jamming, thinking it needed something else one day, and then Ben, like, just going wild on the drums.
Right. No, and the whole song started really with Tim's riff. He brought this riff to the table, and he's like, you know, what do you guys think of this? And then I was like, and then I come up with the power chords and for the song, and that was basically how long, maybe 20 minutes we wrote that song?
Yeah, the first draft we probably had wrapped.
Structured it out.
In like our first, in like a practice, which is usually a couple hours. So we had knocked out the first go around and then just kept adding to it. Yeah.
Nice. And it, was that recorded in, do you guys have a studio that you go to? Like a professional, a big.
Yeah, we got Mr. Taylor Hahn, out also local here in Aurora, based out of his house, and he's just the consummate professional. He's like just so easy to work with when it comes to like, hey, we're gonna lay this track down, and just like, all right, cool, and just like plug you in whenever you need it, and like give good advice, and like, hey, here's how you know this is great what you guys are doing, but here's how to make it better. I just love what he does. So
straight awesome
Mr.
guy, yeah.
Taylor Hahn. So just throwing the plug out there.
Yeah, Hahn Audio.
Hahn Audio, yeah.
Nice. So that brings me to my next question is, was that the only thing that you recorded there during that session, or do you got other stuff that you're kind of waiting for?
Yeah, we got some some things up our sleeves for sure. Yeah, we're sitting on two more completely mastered tracks, and then we've got another three that we're working on mastering right now. So we've definitely got some content, like, you know, ready to go and send out as soon as things line up just right.
Videos too.
Yeah, new music video. I think it's going to be really cool. Yeah. We've got the one for Better Off that's going to be dropping with New Noise Magazine on April 30th.
Yep.
That we shot with M. White Productions. Our buddy Morgan White was our videographer for that. Did a fucking amazing job.
Yeah.
Super clutch videography. I think everyone was really happy with how it turned
out. Yeah. The resolution of the video is amazing. It's better resolution than real life.
It feels like you're really there. It's really unnerving.
How long have you guys been a band? Is this something that you just recently formed not too long ago? Have you been playing a while?
We're a year and a half. Huh?
Yeah, I think we're like
about a year and a half.
Yeah, it's like 2019, the winter of 2019. Yeah. I want to say.
Kind of, yeah, like September, October, somewhere.
Yeah,
there.
I joined in November, and then we got ready to play our first show in, was it February?
February
2020.
Yeah.
And then we had other shows lined up, and then
got shut down.
But we were lucky, like, we actually took the time to.
Right.
You know, write and work on our style and refine our sound and just generally become like a tighter band. Like I feel like we really took an opportunity of the pandemic instead of like, I know a lot of bands have chosen to like,
it was our
you know, sleep
to
on
do
it
that
or
too,
just like break up or take a break or something. But that was really a good chance for us to like get stronger and even like closer in terms of how we work together and, you know, just kind of learning everyone's nuances and shit like that.
Definitely. Tim, anything to add? You're all by yourself over there.
No, you know, we basically, Ben and I started the band. We were going to go a different route, but that fell through. So we decided, hey, let's keep this going. Let's start a strong, different band. And, you know, we brought Aaron. Ben knew him from, they used to work with each other back in the day. So Aaron came in, and then I pretty much just went online and tried to find people to rock with, vocalists. We found Griff, and then, you know, we found John, and it clicked. And I think we all share the same ambition. Like we all have the same goal. And I think that's where we're strong is, too, as well. Sorry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're good, buddy.
Awesome. So you guys got together shortly before all this nonsense started, and then you kind of utilized the time off from shows to really to write and to practice, right?
Yeah,
record.
Yeah.
Listen to ourselves. I think that was probably our greatest teacher, is like, we just get somebody's phone out and, you know, press record, man, you know, and just listen to ourselves. Like, let's change this. And even when we got into this studio working with Taylor Hahn, it was the same thing there. It was like, you know, let's expand upon this. Let's use this. Let's keep adding and, you know, making things exciting. And, I guess that was the whole goal that we talked about, getting to the point where we're at right now talking to you. This is everything we set out to do, we've done thus far. We got more to do yet, but
yeah, it was always kind of like a wouldn't it be cool if sort of mentality.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if we recorded a song professionally, and like, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we had a music video, and you know, and
just,
like,
yeah,
we yeah.
started doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's probably the best way to do it, is just to kind of put your heads down and get to it anyway. I mean, I know from personal experience that recording in practice is probably like a, it's like an eye-opening experience almost, because when you're in the room and you get everything cranked up to 11, like everything sounds good. And then you listen back to it and you're like, well, all right, this doesn't sound quite right, or we could change this. Like, It's a whole nother experience listening back to it than it is playing. So I do want to pivot a little bit. I noticed that you guys have already done pretty well for yourselves with one song out. You've got, it looks like 400 or so monthly listeners on Spotify. Your Facebook page has been doing pretty good. Is all that organic from like just talking to people or playing shows, or has there been kind of a strategy behind, you know, pushing things?
So a lot of it has definitely been through word of mouth locally, and just generally kind of, you know, local networking through different artists and people that we're friends with, you know, shout out Losers Club.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But in terms of a lot of the growth that we've seen recently, that's definitely been through, you know, networking outreach through social media, you know, just reaching out to people in different pop punk groups and stuff like that, that are looking for new music, that, you know, are interested in just, you know, being open and trying new shit, and just kind of trying to get our song in front of them and being like, hey, like, what do you think? You know, we'd love to hear your feedback. And luckily, it's been pretty resoundingly good. So, but yeah, it's all no buying likes, no buying streams. Yeah, we want to do it all DIY, organic as possible. Like, yeah.
Well, that's pretty a pretty noble cause. See, it's got to be nice. Are you guys because I don't know, is where you are, is it like a bigger city area, or are you guys kind of like out in a rural area?
So Aurora is kind of like a suburb, but Denver is pretty big, right, in terms
what
of
are we talking,
like a major metropolitan.
Oh, I mean, like, metro population is probably close to 1 million. I mean, like, yeah, like Denver itself 600,000, and Aurora is right next, and it's 350,000 people. So I mean, like, yeah, no,
right.
I mean,
yeah
we're yeah,
and quickly too. Quickly.
Yeah. And the scene out here is just absolutely incredible, not even just locally speaking, but like in terms of national and international acts that come through here all
very
the time.
True.
There's
yeah.
tons of great pop punk bands that come out here constantly. So there's right. really a like a healthy scene and a healthy.
Yeah. Well, there was.
Oh, yeah. Until COVID. But hopefully it comes resurging.
I mean, I think there's a resurgence of, like, since there's shows happening again. There's people that are really wanting to go out to shows. Like, when
there
we played Herman's Hideaway, and, you know, it was us and two other pop punk bands, including the Losers Club.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like that, when we, you know, had maybe like 40 to 50 people in the place, and it was pretty much packed according to limitations on what the city could do at the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, but like all like everybody in the audience was just like totally digging it, like for all the bands, like just like, you know, totally engaged and not just like, oh, I'm on my phone. Like, no, they're right, all right, rooting for like all the bands. It's like, you know, this is what like, and you know, the show we played the other day, like people are just like, just cheering on, like, and it's just like, they've just kind of loving it. So I think live music, when it, you know, when it's coming back in full, I think there's a huge demand for it for all genres, but you know, hopefully for us, pop punk, you know, we'll be right in that.
Right. So you would say that it's like a bigger growing scene out there, and not like, you know, you're not struggling to find places that are looking to host shows or anything like that, or bands to play.
Oh,
with.
Definitely not.
No.
No, there's tons. I mean, between like just small to medium sized venues, you have more than
more
10.
There's
a lot of options.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good to hear, because honestly, that's probably the one nail in the coffin that I've seen for a lot of bands that I've personally like been in or been around. Is we live in upstate New York. So it's like, you know, you can either travel to Syracuse, out towards Buffalo or to Albany, or you can try to four-hour drive or plus, depending on where you're from, down to the city and try to find venues there that'll host you. But like, trying to like organically grow from here, it's more of an internet or like trying to push it that way, because you can't see people, you know?
Right.
No, I completely understand. I think our next venue is like 10 minutes away from my house and your house. Like,
which one?
The Lost Lake.
Oh, yeah. That's around the corner, man.
Yeah, we've got another show in like 2 months, and it's going to be super close to where both of us live.
Yeah.
So we're incredibly blessed with opportunities out here for sure.
Most definitely. There's a venue. Unfortunately, like throughout the United States, there's just a lot of venues getting shut down. We haven't really, there's only been a few here. Like
King's
Tavern.
That's
a major venue. That was a big deal.
They're back up. They're just doing things a little bit differently. Yeah.
Streets closed, like
Streets
of London.
Yeah.
Streets of London.
So yeah, we weren't totally unaffected by the pandemic.
The Lions later.
We had a show there. Yep.
Yeah, we had one lined up, but never got a chance to play it because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like everyone's story right now.
Yeah.
So in upstate New York, I got relatives up in Hammondsport and Arkport. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm closer to Utica, like so like a half hour, 45 from Syracuse, where I am, because I'm on the other side.
Gotcha. All right.
So it's like there are places to play out here, but it's definitely, you know, more of a hunt.
I got you.
Yeah. And the other thing is that like, so all the people that are like my age that were really into pop punk, you know, back when we were growing up, a lot of people, they grew up, they realized that there was limited job opportunities here. So now they're gone. So it's like, well, you either got to change to try to appeal to the old people that are still here, or you got to
get that new generation coming up. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about just, like
you're all good, man.
Like, what are your long-term goals for this project? I mean, you know, it's pretty fresh. You guys are a little over a year in. You got your single out. You got a few tunes in the works. You know, where do you want to be in 2 years? You know.
I don't know about you guys personally, but
Definitely
touring nationally, internationally, doing festivals, just really bringing our music to as many people that want to hear it. Honestly, it's like we had said earlier, this kind of all started on like a wouldn't that be cool sort of mentality. And I feel like that's kind of what's going to drive us to accomplish a lot of things. You know, hopefully Warped Tour comes back. It would be sick as fuck to play that. It'd be cool to play Bamboozle, Slam Dunk. Like there's all these... you know, personal checklists that I have, and I know everyone else here has probably got their own like special lists of like what covers they want to be on, or you know who they would like to work with, or shit like that. You know,
I mean, it'd be cool to play Riot Fest and be on the next Tony Hawk Pro Skater game. You know, I'm cool with that.
I don't know. For me, I very much agree with Griff, as I just want to get as much of an audience live and in front of people as that can possibly be built, you know, because that's where you make your most loyal fans, is when you're there in front of them and they can see you, you know, ripping up the guitar, doing whatever it is you're doing.
Having fun, relating, being
with them, you know, celebrating them as much as we're celebrating the music that we're making, you know. That'd be like the best thing for me. I didn't, anything in between there, you know, it doesn't really matter, as long as, you know, it's like that, the one guy at the end of the bar is like, hey, let's go in places. You know, but that's just me, you know, and of course, you know, there would always be the dream for me would just to be played to play like Austin City Limits, you know, and play that stage, or, you know, be in front of a massive audience like, you know, Monsters of Rock in Moscow, like a million people.
Oh my god,
that'd be insane.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh god.
That'd definitely be like a bucket list thing for me, you know. Like, I could probably die happily then, you know.
I kind of agree with you, like, with the whole live performance. Like, that's the ultimate thing for me, where just like we're mentioning at Herman's, like playing to like 40 or 50 people, but they're all engaged in the show, and that's pretty awesome. And, you know, it's like, where I've done shows in the past, and where I used to live in Chicago, so I played like the Cubby Bear and House of Blues Chicago, and like being able to play to that like size of an audience again and then go bigger, I mean, that would just be like amazing to be able to do that, and like constantly, every single time. It's like, all we gotta do is like, yo, hey, we playing a show, everyone flocks to it, as opposed to like just dragging friends and family, like, every, come on, man, come on. You know, it's like, you know, have that organic audience where all you gotta do is like, yo, we play in,
yeah,
full audience, every school, like, that would be ultimate goal for me.
Nice, yeah. I mean, in 2 years for me, I mean, I just hope we're touring, like Griff said, you know, just keep progressing and stuff like that. I guess my bucket list locally would just be able to play at Red Rocks. I think that's
kick-ass. Oh, holy shit. Yes. Achievement unlocked. Like, I could die happy that happens. Like,
yeah.
What about you, Tim? What's your bucket
list? I feel like the opportunity has no ceilings, you know. Like, I'm willing to take it as far as it goes, but, you know, you got to take it one step at a time. You know, I really want to play bigger shows. And, you know, the biggest goal for me would to play the stage to where, like, I went to my first concert and saw that stage and said, man, I'm going to be on that someday, you know. And, like, as soon as I make that, you know, my first concert was at Fiddler's Green out south of Denver. And, you know, I saw my favorite act there, and I was like, man, I want to be up there one day. And if I can make that happen, I think that'd be pretty rad.
Oh yeah,
it would be awesome.
Tim, what was that act, by the way?
Yeah,
the act.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Blink 182 and Newfound Glory.
I was wondering if you were gonna like say it was like, oh yeah, Snoop Dogg. I was kind of curious.
It was when they were on tour for Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was one of a good era, you know.
I was actually going to ask, what are some of the craziest shows that you've been to, like biggest acts and coolest things you've seen?
Biggest acts. I think we all have long concert history.
God, I'm just trying to think. Like, first one comes to mind is Fiddler's Green, when I went to see Slayer there and got a black eye. It was their last Denver show, and, you know, getting that black eye, and yeah, that was. This is memorable. I'm trying to think of anything else.
One of the main things for me, I got to see Sabbath at the Gorge in Washington. That was pretty awesome. But honestly, the most memorable concert moment that I had was the first concert I went to at the Starlight in Fort Collins, Colorado. The Melvins were playing. And the Melvins are a Seattle-based band. I grew up in Seattle. So I knew the Melvins, and I was a big fan. And the lead singer of the Melvins, you know, to his credit, I mean, or to his detriment, took us outside. Me and my brother, we weren't 21, bought us both a beer and a shot, took pictures with us. We hung out with the band and shit. And that was, nice. That was actually one of the cooler moments that's ever happened to me, because I was really starstruck by meeting Buzz Osborne, the lead singer, and like Dale Grover, and the members of the band that I had, you know, didn't really worship, but, you know, they're just like, man, you guys are just, you know, awesome musicians. And then to see him play, and one of the cover songs that they did by a band called Ecstasy, Primus did a cover of their song too, but the Melvins did this really nice just punk song, and that's forever etched in my brain, because it was just badass song, and everybody's right up on the stage, right up in the front row, you know. And I'd have to say that was the best one for me.
I actually have, I didn't have a lot of concerts that I got to go to when I was younger, because I am from Kentucky. So the pop punk, hardcore, you know, metalcore scene, although it is coming up out there now, it wasn't super big back then. But I did get to go see a Date or a Member in this fucking flea market.
Interesting.
And it used to be, it was like the actual venue that they performed in had been originally like an old private airplane hangar. So it was just, I mean, it was them, Under Oath, Close Your Eyes, and it was just an insane show. Like, the energy was wild. I had been listening to their music for a little while at the time. I think it was on the For Those Who Have Heart re-release tour. Nice. And it was just, it was everything I had ever wanted and like seen in music videos and hoped for, you know, just crowd surfing, wild pits, just, I was sold. Like, I knew from, I had always wanted to be in pop punk when I was younger and like had seen the music videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But once I like actually got to like experience it, I was just absolutely smitten. And then I got to come out here where it's just like a fucking pop punk mecca almost, compared to like all the small shows and like medium and up and coming bands that you can go see. Like, I've, like, since I moved out here, I've gotten to see State Champs, Belmont, 4 Year Strong, Newfound Glory, tons of times, Hop Mulligan, like anyone that's coming up in the pop punk community, I've gotten an opportunity to like see and meet and have interactions with. And it's just been, it's been a literal dream. It's been amazing.
Oh yeah. So, I guess my most memorable one would probably be my first show that I went to. It wasn't any pop punk or nothing. It was actually Summer Sanitarium tour. I think it was like 2002, 2003 or something like that. So definitely, you know, Metallica was the headliner. But you also had like Mudvayne, Deftones, Linkin Park, and Limp Bizkit. So that was a really cool show. And it was at Mile High Stadium. And I was lucky enough to get like floor seats. So I was actually in the crowd and stuff. So yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, I mean, as far as when I got into music, my roots were more metal, but then I met Tim, and he introduced me to, like, more pop punk stuff, and then I just kind of got into it through Tim. So, I mean, we met each other in high school when we were, like, 15, so, you know, that's how I got into pop punk, actually, because Tim was like, dude, we should play this. So I was like, man, I like metal. And he's like, no, we should play this. I was like, all right.
No, actually, you met Bones.
Oh, yeah, well... Either way, dude.
Yeah, arbitrary.
I was in class with Craig. Yeah, anyways.
I guess my favorite show was the one that I was speaking on. I felt like that was when Blink-182 was on their game, and it's the first time that I ever saw Newfound Glory. I didn't even know who they were. Some friend of mine told me about them, and I saw them, and I was like, wow, these guys are pretty cool too. And you know, they've been one of my favorite bands throughout the years. I think it's just more for me of like how special it was, just because it was like my first show, and I don't think anything will top that.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty tough when you start with such a great show, then it's like all the other shows are just eh.
Yeah, that's hard shit.
Yeah.
Especially with still being in it, right, at that time.
I would have, I don't even know. See, I haven't really been to a lot of shows. Most of my, mm-hmm, like, great experiences were going to Warped Tour, because it's like, It's almost like walking into a candy store. You can, you know, see a few metal acts in the morning, take a break. You can go see, you know, a couple pop punk bands in the afternoon, grab a snack on in the way or whatever. And then the headliners were always cool. I got to see A Day to Remember there once. The Word Alive has been there a lot of times. I really like them.
Oh, fuck yeah, they're great.
I feel like their older stuff was like really hard hitting, and then
Hounds of Anubis.
Yes.
Yes.
And then fuck yeah. It feels like as time went on, it just kind of, I don't know, got more generic to me. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but
it is a little softer. I feel like there's definitely been sort of like a soft wave kind of taking over a lot of alternative metal and like pop punk, just kind of like an 80s influence almost, sort of, you know, the synthy sort of vibe. But that's cool. I can vibe with it.
You don't like Joy Division?
Joy Division.
You don't like them.
I saw some chick get stomped on at Warped Tour during an Oscar concert.
Please tell me you helped out.
Yeah,
right?
You helped, right?
Were you one of those that just took the video? Come on, man.
Oh, bro.
No video.
Camera phones. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's true.
That's crazy. So, coming back to Years Down for a little bit, like what can we expect from your upcoming material? Is it going to be more of the same? Do you have other influences kind of blended in with the pop punk?
All over the spectrum. We do a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of metal in there. There's a little bit of blues. There's a little bit of,
there's definitely a skate. Like our next single is going to have, I mean, not to give too much away, but like, it's definitely going to have a skate vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's got, you know, that early Sum 41 sort of crossed with,
throw in like anybody like Fleetway 2 or Rise Against, or just like anybody that was like on the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater games, basically. In the it's kind of like off of that, you know. It's fast paced, quick, and I don't know. I mean, typically that's like what I like about all our songs. We're not slowing it down. We're keeping that high energy throughout the whole concert, and it's just like, yeah, we'll play a 45 minute gig and it'll just wipe us out, but man, it's worth it. And I know that completely diverted from the question, so go back, continue.
Yeah, no, the next single, like I said, it's got kind of, you know, sort of like a skater punk sort of vibe crossed with like, you know, modern era pop punk, and I feel like we probably ride somewhere along like modern era pop punk, easycore sort of waters in terms of a lot of our songs. Like, we've got, you know, those metal influences and those heavier elements in addition to like the lighter elements coming from like the poppier side of pop punk and stuff like that. Not bubblegum pop though, I wouldn't say.
We haven't hit that yet.
Yeah, I'd like to touch base on what John said with like making sure like we haven't slowed down. Each song, you know, keeps getting faster or more for us to like jump and, you know, be more getting the crowd into like participating type of show, like high, fast pace, you know, and
high energy. Yeah.
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 Man, I have to tell you, this podcast has been one of the coolest things I've done, but a lot of times I just have no idea what to do, and I just ask questions.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. We'll take it from there. Yeah, you know.
I was saying, I've listened to a few of your episodes, and I think that's probably one of my favorite parts, is that you're like completely unabashed about being like, yeah, like, just give me a second, I'm gonna come up with a question here, or like, like, it's so free flowing, it's fucking awesome. It feels like you're actually like sitting in on a conversation with people versus someone that's like doing like an actual interview.
Yeah, that's why people listen in the first place, you know.
Right, and that was kind of the whole concept when I started this, because I mean, the last thing I want to do is sit here and like badger you guys with questions like, oh, well, what's your favorite band? What's your favorite ice cream? Like, well, what do you drink on Sundays after you get out of church and you have a long day? Like,
yeah.
Do you even go
margaritas?
But it does lend itself to some of those like weird pauses where I'll be sitting here going, that was an awesome piece of, conversation. And now it's my job to drive us to the next spot. And I don't know where I'm going. I got to ask you. We're getting pretty close to the end, but this has been a great episode, guys. So I thank you for taking the time out of your days to join me here.
Well, thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
We can't appreciate it enough. Yeah.
And
thank you so much.
I just have to ask, really, you guys got anything coming up that you really want to make sure that you plug? Any upcoming shows or other than okay.
Definitely our music video that's dropping
on the 30th
with New Noise.
New Noise, yeah.
Keep an eye out for another music video that we'll have coming hopefully within the next month and a half, I think.
Somewhere.
Can we say
the
song name or no?
We can say the song name. Give a little teaser. So the song is Best of Worst Times, and like we said, it's gonna have like a sort of skating vibe. I hope people really like it.
I think what we're
gonna come up with is gonna be really fun, reminiscent of like a la Good Charlotte, The Anthem, Sum 41 and Too Deep, like just having fun in videos again and shit,
right?
And just like keep an eye out, like we're gonna be putting out new material throughout the course of the rest of the summer into the fall. There's a potential tour in the works. I don't know if we can talk too much about it, but definitely some dates in Texas with another band that's up and coming in the industry that we're really excited to work with. Hopefully we can have more for you, later on.
A little more information. Ideally, we'll post it on the Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
And Tim will post some more cool, interesting
TikToks. I think that's pretty much it. The music video, the next release, and then just keep an eye out. We're gonna be putting stuff out all throughout the end of the year.
Awesome. And then thanks for coming on, guys.
Great. Cool. Perfect.
While we're on the air, I do want to say you guys have been one of the more relaxed guests that I've had, so thank you for that. Tim, thanks for phoning in from a remote location unknown.
I couldn't miss this. So I had to do what I had to do to get on it. So
I do have to let you guys know that you're always more than welcome to stop back on the show if you ever had anything else that you wanted to come on and talk about as well. So keep that in mind.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe I have next couple songs in, and it's like, we're about to release our sixth single. Here you go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Keep me posted too, because if you when you do put stuff out. I started a playlist. It's not huge, but just trying to get bands from from all over to kind of join it together, because you really don't know what's out there without checking. And if you're also getting,
you have to look for it now.
I feel like if you're also getting the perk of pushing your own stuff, it's like a win-win,
For sure.
Yeah.
I do actually want to ask, like, what's been the biggest thing you feel like that's driven you guys to get to this point, and what's going to push you forward?
That's a good question. There's multiple answers to this. I'll take one of them. Just the way we work together, and I think that time that we took during COVID to like just work with each other. I mean, like, I just say, like, one one of our songs that we wrote during COVID, it's just like it was about to be thrown away, and then we started like, wait, well, what if we change this? What if we change this?
Right.
And we just like stopped, like, we weren't just like offended that we're just writing our own parts. Like, for instance, like, you know, like I came up with something that's like, hey, Aaron, try this on lead guitar, try this lead line, and then that's the lead line that's in the song. He wrote that. But then, like, you know, Griff is mentioning, it's like, hey, John, try this on bass. So, like, that's a good idea. And then, you know, it's like, hey, for the breakdown, it's like, you also came up with the rhythm for the breakdown. It's like, damn, that's a good idea. You know, and same thing, like, you know, it's like, you know, Tim messed something to Ben about, like, hey, yo, try this on drums. So it's like, it's kind of cool that, like, we're able to give each other feedback in each other's parts. And, like, I've been in bands in the past, like, you know what? You don't play that instrument, you don't get to say shit about it. You know, but that's not how we are here. It's just like, you know, we understand what it takes to make it to the next level, and we can give each other, you know, constructive criticism, but like, we'll take it in the right way and like, all right, yeah, you're right. That's how we do improve.
Yeah, there's definitely no divas. I feel like everyone is really at the heart of it is out to make us a better band, you know. Any criticism that we give one another is entirely based in just trying to make sure that the song is better and that we as a unit are better. And I think the heart of that mentality is probably what's driving us, you know, just constantly wanting to grow and improve, and, you know, just the general desire to see us accomplish what we've been dreaming about since, like, we were fucking little kids. Like, you know, since we were watching pop punk and metal and music videos and being like, man, that'd be so awesome. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, so yeah, I think that's definitely our,
yeah, that's the biggest thing. I mean, just chasing the dream, you know, that's all it is right now until we actually make it to that next level. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And I'm to touch on things that both Tim and Griff said, it's day by day, you know, to get to that place. And it's the daily work. And it's also, you know, the partnership that we all have with one another to making these songs, you know, work. And also, you know, back to Griff, the wanting to excel, wanting to be better, wanting to, you know, continue moving forward, not only within yourself, but within the group that you're in, you know. So, that's the point there. I agree with that.
Yeah. Starting this band, I never thought that, like, you got to make, you know, these guys are my friends now. You know, I may not have knew them in 2018, you know, besides Ben, but, like, you know, John is legitimately my friend. I think of Griff as my friend. You know, I call Aaron, check up on, see how he's doing. You know, I consider him my friend. You know, us being friends first, I think what makes us take the criticism the right way so we can all move forward together with the same plan and not being on different pages.
All right. Excellent. Well, that is a great place for us to leave it off. Anybody who's watched, thank you so much for watching. If you're live or on the replay, if you're on Spotify, then you go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for watching. Check out Years Down. They're on Spotify. They're on YouTube, The Works. You can find them on Facebook. They definitely give their stuff a chance. They've got a single, Better Off, out, and it's awesome. And, guys, thanks for stopping by. I hope to get to have you on again sometime.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.